You hear about these things happening and wonder if they ever really do. Well, last Monday, around 5:30 p.m., a half-pound meteor traveling about 220 miles an hour crashed through the office of Dr. Frank Champy. Dr. Champy has a family practice in Lorton, Virginia, and he joins us now on the line. Dr. Champy, welcome.
Hi. Hi, Odie. How are you?
So tell me about this. What happened?
We heard this loud, booming crash. And then as I looked to my left, I saw this debris in the hallway. You know, there was a lot of debris everywhere.
So luckily there were no patients nearby.
There were no patients. We used the room all day long. And it was amazing. Up until 10 minutes prior to that, there was somebody in there pretty much the whole day.
Did you suspect at first that it was a meteor?
No way. My partner and I looked at it, and we thought something fell from, like, an airplane.
So unlike the comic books, it wasn't seeping some nebulous fluid that changed form or, like, a superhero didn't pop out of it.
And it wasn't warm either when you touched it.
Ah, okay.
Cool. You know, to take it a few steps forward, as we were looking at it the following morning, we see that it's charred on the outside and it's kind of dense on the inside. And we called up our office manager's husband, who's majored in geology in college, and he came right over. And he confirmed that it was a meteorite. And we immediately decided that we needed to call it the Smithsonian.
Did he tell you what about the look of it confirmed for him that it was a meteor?
He asked us a few things on the phone. He said, is it dark on the outside? We said, yes, it is. It's pretty dense. Are there flecks of metal in there? And we said they were. And he said, try to use a magnet. And is it magnetic? And we said, it is. So he got really excited after he found that it was magnetic. He came right over. And in the interim, the Fairfax County police came, and they were excited, too. At first, they didn't think it was a big deal, but when they looked at it, they got excited also. And actually, the Fairfax County police are the ones that called the news reporters. We didn't call them. And then all hell broke loose. And when I called the Smithsonian that morning, they were kind of like, well, we get five of these a week. Most of them are nothing, but when they saw it, they got excited also. So that's when things started heating up.
Now, I imagine a rock like that would be worth a lot of money, and I'm wondering if you're getting any offers for it.
Well, yeah, we are. We did get offers, but everything, you know, we donated to the Smithsonian. If any money does come through the Smithsonian, it's going to be donated to Haiti and doctors, you know, without borders.
So does insurance cover a hole in your roof, a hole produced by a meteorite?
I assume it does. It's an act of God. I assume it does, but the landlord is dealing with that. And actually, the damage wasn't too bad in the roof. I mean, it was just a small hole. They just replaced that area and a few shingles, and so it looks pretty good now.
Now, the experts tell us that the odds of actually having a meteor come steaming through your roof are something like 1 trillion to 1.
Oh, really? I thought it was 1 billion to 1. Well, it's 1 trillion to 1. Wow.
You're still in pretty special company.
A patient of mine yesterday, she did some statistics on the computer. And she came up with 1 billion to 1. That's what I've been telling everybody when they interview me, but I guess I was wrong.
Dr. Frank Champy in Lorton, Virginia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.